What? All right, guys. I guess we are coming at you live. It's 97.5. Squirt. Yeah.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, your guys' favorite D&D podcast.
Yay.
Wow. It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Back on that grind.
Yeah, where we last left the party off, they are at the former, maybe still, pirate island of Sartosa. Currently, it was cursed by the undead. You guys lifted the curse.
Yep.
It's also being afflicted by chaos.
Yes.
Seemingly one god in particular.
Bitch tits. Yep.
No, not bitch tits.
No, no. Isn't that what we...
That's Slaanesh.
Okay.
No, it's actually, it's that fucking bird boy.
Oh. It is the bird boy.
I hate that guy.
All my homies hate that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Millie.
Millie hates that guy.
She does.
For sure, 100%.
You guys went to the Temple of Manon, where Ak had left some gifts. It turns out those may not have been good gifts to Manon, but to certain other bird-like entities. And the head priest was the only one not affected, because they decided to keep him alive to torture him. So you guys killed him, put him out of his misery.
I had this priest now.
Yep. Yeah.
That's my opinion. I was like, why did he put himself in that situation?
That's fair.
You know.
It's really on him, yeah.
He done seen some shit.
Okay, yeah, that's a hot take. So you guys just cleared out some demons, and now you are still in the main room. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM. We're going to go this way. Oh.
Damn.
I can't think on the spot like
fucking
that.
Fucking running.
But yeah. Okay, here we go. Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer. Everyone's favorite Gary Dad.
Gay dad,
and yeah, yeah.
She said what she said.
Yep.
I said what I said.
This time.
Yeah, man, we're just going to end it there because I'm not that witty.
All right, check it out. Zach playing Gregor, Black Wolf of Middenheim, Champion of Ulrich, Chosen of Ulrich, Knight Templar, Defender of the Week, People's Champion.
One eternity later.
Ben, I play Ak, the Kobold Monk / Warlock of Ulrich, Black Pup of Ulrich.
Get it.
The Other People's Champ.
Fuck yeah, dude. Tag Team Champion.
Yeah. Of the world. Ready to kill some demons.
We're like the Hardy Boys, but way cooler.
Yeah.
the hardiest boys.
The hardier boys.
The hardier boys.
Okay.
I am Fig playing Kronk Enator.
Down it.
Man, y'all fucking know what it means. up to no good and all of the good at the same time. We get it twisted every single day of our lives.
True. Okay, so you guys are in the main room. Unless someone wants to give me like a crazy perception check or something.
Let me run this. PP check. Everyone knows historically.
I didn't even get my dice ready.
I'm so aware and perceptive.
If you're going to say that, you know what we're
nothing call. Gets past me, dog. Actually, hold up.
Oh, actually, I rolled pretty well,
hold
too.
Up. That's an 18.
Oh. I rolled a 17. 19.
Combat mindset.
Oh, yeah.
17.
Stay ready.
17.
That's the whole thing. I mean, we've been saying it. If you stay ready...
You don't got to get ready.
You don't got to get ready.
Bro, I always maintain that 9-to-5 wombat mindset.
What? Okay, so we had a 18.
Yeah.
19. 17.
Okay. So you guys notice there are two. So if you're facing from the main doors, there's a big altar, there's a door, and there's a little secret passageway right behind the altar.
Mm-hmm.
A little secret passageway.
Were we in a room behind the altar already?
Did you guys go back there already?
Yeah, we cleared a room with a witch and two Zang. That's where we met old 2X.
That I believe they came through the doors into the room with the old.
We went into a room.
Guess what, dog? Retcon. Yeah. They came through the doors. We bag in here.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so would you like the secret door behind the altar? The
like
door
the...
on the
sure.
left or the door on
we
the
we went
right?
to the door on the left.
Secret door.
We went to the door on the left. Sounds like
we did.
Door we,
on
did. The we did.
We did go through.
We did go through.
And then,
okay.
And then we went one door more into the right after that, and that's when we had the witch and old 2X.
I just see on my notes here that that room is cleared now.
And then we went three doors down because we're here without Harambe.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are in this large room. There's the door behind you. You see the other side of the secret entrance to the...
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then there's a door in front of you, so yeah. You are in a room.
Yeah, let's lay it out. Lay it out so we can play it out.
I'm not ready for this.
No one is.
Get ready.
I'm scared.
I've never been more ready.
It's I'm crazy. Scared. I'm literally pissing my pants right now.
The level of focus that I and both me and Gregor are have right now, it's previously thought unreachable.
Somebody's pissed my pants.
Who put my pants?
Was it you?
I'm going to cast unshit pants. How to unshit pants, asking for apprentice.
What are you doing?
Some of them didn't quite print.
Let her cook, bro.
So it's a puzzle to try to get them all together.
It's one of the
puzzles. Secret puzzle.
Sorry, our editor can take care of this in post.
It's true, they can.
We don't do a whole lot of,
like, I feel like most stuff stays in. I feel like it's pretty rare if shit gets taken out.
True. But this could be the one time.
No.
So there is the doorway behind you that you came through, which is signified by this little guy.
Okay.
Yep. There is the secret doorway to the altar, which is here.
What was the purpose of that? You know what I mean? Architectural wise. You know what I mean?
Theatrics.
And then there is another door over. There's another door over here.
So where are we in the room?
Where would you guys like to place yourself? So you guys have.
This is where we
came in from that way.
We opened this door.
We came in.
What door did we come in?
Okay. Yeah, you came in this door. You killed some stuff. There's an previously unopened door, and there's that secret passage door
that goes back out
to the main
unopened
space.
Door. Easy, right?
Yeah. Yes.
There were like three
doors where we came from.
Yeah, there were like two or three open doors that back out the way we came.
What I would like to do.
Well, I'm talking about the one in the
is
corner.
Is this door an innie or an outie?
Does it open inwards or outwards?
I still have my jar of mayo, correct?
You do indeed.
I'm gonna take some mayo and just like slather it on the wall to mark like we cleared this room.
Okay. The door is locked. The hinges are on the far side.
So it opens inward?
Or it's weird hinges. You don't really know.
Magic hinges?
This is a Vinci realm.
Okay,
who knows?
Why are you asking?
I think we should barricade that door and then go back the way we came from, and we should start working our way through.
Okay.
Because then instead we can cover our six.
Instead of barricading that door, though, I agree with that strategy, but I say we should keep clearing till we hit a dead end. Like, why barricade? Because then something could just break that barricade and then put it in her butt.
That's right. I mean, it is a locked door in, like, a seeming tunnel-esque indoor area, so I feel like we'd hear it.
It's my least favorite kind of tunnel seeming.
What could we possibly use to barricade?
I don't know.
There's a couple, like,
stuff around
chairs
here, like boxes.
And Fargrim. Tables in the room.
We're going to wedge Fargrim under the door handle.
I'm just going to stay here.
ain't nobody moving him.
I don't know, man.
Okay, let's think of it this way. If we block this off, then there's only one avenue of potential escape, which is through us. Y'all want to risk letting the heretics walk out right behind
us? Could never be me.
My thing is, why not just go right to the heretics if we just walk through the door?
Because there's other ways, the way we came, that could go to the heretics instead.
That's a good point. You know what? Now that I'm really thinking about it, too, we left a lot of unopened doors, so if we go too deep this way, we're leaving a chance for something sneaking out the back behind us.
But here's my question.
I think we should block this.
We can always unblock it later.
Correct.
It could be just one big loop.
It could be.
Yeah, but we're shutting down.
But then
one
we're closing the loop.
The OODA loop.
You know? All right, yeah, let's close it off. I don't guess. Mm.
All right, who has what? Is there anything in this room that I could that we could use?
Yeah, she said there's some
there's a couple chairs and like a card table.
We just do the old prop up the chair under the
door. Yep. Just going to jam the chair under the door.
Okay.
That'll do it.
It is locked, and then if we do
In the Zinchi.
Where's the lock from?
Everyone knows Zinch.
Is it from this?
It doesn't work on wood. It's like
side,
the sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who.
Locked
doesn't
from the other side.
It looks like it's locked from the
sonic
other side.
Sonic what?
Because the hinges sonic are on what? The other side, too.
Okay, I don't think this is going to do anything.
No, it'll be fine. We got this.
If this is
just
over the
just
chair just fall. This guy knows some maneuvers.
Okay.
If that's the case, then we should really clear that room.
Alternate option. Are there any like columns in the room or like standing like posts, like anything that's like attached to the ground? There's nothing?
No, not in this room. This seems like it was used as like a supply room for like ceremonies that were held in the main area. That's why there's the secret passageway to like the altar, so they could pass like incense and stuff through.
Okay.
This is like a staging.
I'm going to give you one more thought. Suggestion.
So there's, over. Is there like a door handle?
On the locked door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a door handle on the door that leads out to the secret door?
Don't do this.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
All right.
Ack has
I know what you're doing.
Well.
Ack, what do you got?
I just feel like maybe we're overthinking this and we should just go kill some.
That's what I'm saying. Brother,
we could tie the handles off. No,
I knew it. I knew that's what you were going to say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast third level no knock raid and I'm going to boot in that door.
Okay.
Sure.
Which third level spell slot are you actually using?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to. My fucking raw power.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Check it, dude.
Okay, so while he's doing that, I'm gonna walk back out into the entryway, and the two doors seven. Over there.
That's a seven.
You kick the door, it just goes. It was never locked. Yeah, was never
are locked. Those doors?
No,
pushes?
You're. You stub your toe.
I hate
my
you.
Fucking back.
All right, Wally. Okay, so I'm. Okay.
God, I gotta stretch out.
Hold on.
I gotta stretch out.
Let me show you how it's done. Oh God.
Are those doors out there?
Can
pushes?
All right, I got a 23.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck
I could have just...
You burst the door open.
Guys, I could have just unlocked 22. It. I could have just unlocked it. It would have taken me 5 seconds.
Yeah, but that's not fun. Yet.
Canonically, I'd like to think you didn't kick in the door. Yeah, you just like...
No, I just bodied it. Yeah.
Like you didn't even put your hands up. You just ran at it.
He just...
Well, my gut's going to impact first. <you know? laughs>
your turtle shell stomach. It's like the Liver King stomach. Where it is
like Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Probably bigger than that.
Sticks
yeah.
out further than his face does.
Yeah, it is distended, but also it's just you see the clear rippling abs. Yeah, so that really? Fuck that door, dog.
Yeah, it does.
I'm in the back of the comp now, stretching out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not warm.
Limber up.
I'm not warm.
So you
that's definitely, you gotta stretch, Gregor.
I didn't take any
I'm always
boost
ready
morning.
To perform, you know?
I don't know what I did here, but. All right. It opens up to a hallway with a locked door. It. And then the hallway also continues off.
Another locked door?
Fargrim, hit it.
I can just. Got it.
Do you want to
just do it? Just go ahead. Nope. Just go ahead. Nope. Go ahead.
Fargrim, let Ack do this.
Hold on. So you said there's okay. So it goes into a hallway with a locked door and another locked door. So there's two locked doors.
So there's a locked door, then the hallway continues around a corner.
All right, Gregor, did you smear the mayo on the inside?
I am still in
smear
the
on the
other
outside.
What do you mean?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to place yourselves on the map?
I smeared it, not on the door, in the room.
Okay. Maybe that's
like next to the door. Like as you
oh,
walk
you're still
in
at the other one.
I went
see,
back
next,
out
like
that
on the door frame.
Let's do it on the outside. So that way, when you're walking
are
down
they
the hall,
dude, I'm mayo. Amber, I will be mayoing this door.
You're mayoing the door that you went through, or the new
yeah,
locked door?
Yeah, the door that I totally could have kicked in if I had just properly yeah. stretched.
So that way, when we're going down the hall, we could see it, and we don't have to like go physically into the room to see if we've already cleared it. You know,
gotcha.
Chaotic.
Okay. So, Kronk, yeah. for the hallway you're in.
That's pretty G.
Uh-huh.
Kronk, you bitch.
I'm checking
have,
the doors.
I don't have enough tiles for this yet.
It's okay. If we need to bust out the paper map, we can.
Wait, Kronk, you're still in the back?
I was going to check those doors. I need to see if they're pushed.
He went back the door we came from originally to go check the other doors that were back there.
Zach, can you pass me that
just
door that's in that pile?
I'm planning. I have
yeah.
plans.
He's really fixated on these doors.
I need my tools.
You know what this is right now? This is where, like, when they're talking to Charlie and they're like, half-cocked plans with no end game don't benefit anybody. And then you're literally Charlie, like, yeah, man, they just
wild
don't
card.
Get us, bro.
They don't get us, dude.
Like, no, we're talking about you.
They don't get us. Y'all are the ones card. With the half-cocked plans, though. Trying to kick in my, doors, blowing out your shit.
My plans right. are full-cocked. Okay.
I'm gonna run up and I'm trying to unlock that
Zach,
door
that
in front
door
of Gregor.
Thank you.
So many doors.
There are a lot of doors.
You know, what I need to I do is just fucking move this over so I can see.
Nah.
I don't believe in doors.
Okay, so...
I'm going to try and unlock that door.
Okay.
First of all, we double check that it is locked.
It is locked.
All right, then I will roll to unlock.
Give me a lockpicking check.
And if you don't pull this off...
Oh, that's a nat 20,
he's
going to
fall-cock that
okay,
door.
Nice.
Fargrim can yeet his body into it.
That's a nat 20. I put my pick into the lock and it unlocks itself out of
it
fear.
That's time.
Yo.
It was so unlocked, it was actually unlocked the whole time.
Yeah, turns out Gregor tried to open the door and went, it like jammed a little bit and it was just like, oh, guys, it's locked. It was just kind of like.
Just like a rusty.
Just, you just, had,
kind
you
of
just had to turn it right, yeah. you know, one of those weird ones. It's like, no, we're good.
Just this old finicky doorknob.
Yeah.
So you come to...
I have a really important question when you have a second.
No.
Just letting you know.
Do the doors go inside or outside?
Are they ins or outs? I need to know.
Innies or outs.
Important for the setting?
Is it push or is it pull?
Yes. Both. It does both.
We don't believe in...
It does both.
Doors around here. They do neither.
My cats don't believe in doors. They hate closed doors.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Ack, with this now open door, you can...
I'm going to peek in. I'm not going in right away.
I can't... The door doesn't open. It's a solid thing,
So we're pretending it's open?
Yeah, we're pretending the door's open. Okay. Inside, it looks like this is like a sleeping area. So there's cots all along it.
Okay. Does it appear to be anybody in the cots?
Currently, no. As if the things that live here don't sleep anymore. But there's a cot here.
So.
And one more cot here that I don't have a tabby for.
Viewers at home, drop a comment down below for the over-under on whether those doors are innies or outies.
So what I would like to do, Ack, if that's okay with you, I would like to go full Nazgul on these cots just to make sure...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I was about to...
Cool.
You want to get in it?
No, run it.
All right. I thought we were going to take naps.
What direction did that door open?
All right, you got my six?
Yeah, let's get in there, dude.
That door opened in.
It went in. So you would think, architecturally speaking, those other doors would also go into the room.
Where are you going with this, dog?
Yeah,
well, that means that my plan will work, and I can rope the handles to each other.
Nobody cares. We're already through the door.
I'm not.
We're in it. So you're planning on locking us in?
The other rooms. I'm going to rope the handles together so neither of those doors can be pulled open from the inside. Of course I have rope. In my bag.
It's his
tool. For myself on a bad day.
I really hope they open inside. And this.
They open the opposite way.
Yeah.
So we're gonna run in and start. Or we're just gonna run to the beds and see if there's anything over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me investigation checks.
I can do that.
Yeah. I'll investigate as well. See if are there any chests or anything.
Oof. I went from a 20 to a 1.
I got a 19.
Ooh. I trip.
You do trip.
I got an 11.
11 and
a 19.
It's 19. Really embarrassing.
Gregor, you actually find some little trinkets that may have been left by the monks before everything went bad. You find like a carved seashell with like the symbol of Manon. You find like a letter written from a loved one encouraging their kin to seek their faith and have good luck in life. You find like 8 copper coins just kind of like under the cots.
Looking nice, dude.
Yeah.
We should probably burn all of that to be safe.
While we're still inside. Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it.
I mean, like, after, but, like, yeah, I mean, we could start now if you want. Like, I'm
thinking about it.
It is what it is.
There's no other doors here, yeah?
Nope, this room goes off, but the hallway does continue. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to
peek down the hallway then.
Yeah, I'm going to get out the
screen. I'm going to mayo the door, and I'm going to trash the room. I'm going to flip all the beds.
Okay. I'm going to help him.
Mayo it from the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realistically, are you guys going to come back to this room?
No.
Okay, cool.
I would imagine not.
I don't see any
Is there any reason for us to?
No, I just need to know if I can co-op the tiles.
Okay.
Because it takes a little longer.
I'm going to go back to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to find a way to make it work.
So you're continuing down the hallway, or are you guys trying to figure out where Kronk went?
We'll continue down the hallway.
Figure it out. He's making this.
He's a big boy.
Now seems like a great time for you to answer my potential question here.
This door opens out. This door opens in.
You guys are just going to hear a shout echo down the hallway.
That's
this floor plan is so inconsistent. As I realize that I cannot tie one to the other because they go opposite directions.
Can't have nothing and nice.
It won't work properly. It would only block one door.
Oh, hey, Millie.
This is why we can't have nice things, Millie.
So you know what? I'm just going to be the bulwark, and I'm just going to hold this hallway.
You're just going to stay here.
I'm anchoring our flank.
Just going to hold this diabolical angle?
Yep, exactly.
We definitely couldn't use
I am for sure corner peeking.
You know, we don't need you, so it's fine.
You know, these halls are very cramped to begin with, so I mean...
True.
Okay.
So you're just choosing to stay behind?
Correct.
I'm splitting the party.
I am going to move forward 2 tiles to properly hold my diabolical angle. Yep.
Okay. You guys come. to another locked door.
Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
I'll try to pick it.
Give me a lockpicking check.
Can I investigate it? Make sure. Can I like put my ear hole to it and see if I can hear anything on the other side first?
Sure.
What do your skink ears hear?
It's a 17 to hear.
You hear. It's very echoey, almost. You've spent a lot of time underground. It sounds like something is happening, but at like a almost like a far end of a tunnel.
Sounds tunnely in there.
Oh, okay.
All right, now I'll try to pick it.
Okay.
Same number, 17.
17? Okay. You pick open the lock, and you can peek through, and you see a staircase.
Guys, there's stairs.
Fuck.
I know. My worst enemy. Other than
books and owls. Is it going up or down?
Going up.
Oh, going up. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's worse. I thought they were going down, too.
You guys do remember from outside this, there is a tower here.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense. That actually makes sense now.
Holy shit.
Do we want to get Kronk, or are we just leaving him? Is he doing his own thing?
I'm going to yell down the hallway. Kronk.
Yeah?
Are you coming, or?
I'm holding a pretty diabolical angle. Y'all need me?
I mean, maybe. Just
alerting yourself.
We don't know yet.
I mean, I'm covering our flank, dog.
You can do that from up here, though.
Yeah, but like one door's an innie and one's an outie. I don't know who the fuck designed it, but like it's horrible.
My whole thing is this, dog. If we start, we're going to get separated. We're not moving close. We're just yelling. Down the, we're going to get separated. And then you're going to get potentially overwhelmed or we're.
Bro, I couldn't even be whelmed, first of all.
You're pretty whelmed about the doors.
We're gonna get cut off. This just seems like a bad plan.
I want to just assume that, like, in one of those doors is like three Zangors, just like looking at each other, like
what the fuck? They know we're here.
Yeah,
you know. So I feel like you should give up that diabolical angle and come join the team,
Millie.
If not, that's cool too. But we're gonna go up this tower. We're gonna go up these stairs. And go see what's going on up and assuming what is the tower.
You should probably come, bud.
Does anybody have like a sending stone to Kronk?
I'm pretty sure I have a sending stone with Gregory.
I'm out of minutes.
That's true. I think you guys did use your.
We have a very limited plan.
You get 1 minute a day.
Yeah, we got to save that for emergencies, you know. All right.
This is definitely
follow
not.
The mayo.
Okay, I'm coming.
Follow the mayo.
You're falling apart here, man.
I'm coming. All right.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Millie.
So
she's
angry.
On one,
bro. She do be on some shit. Yeah.
Is she hissing?
She's trying to play.
She swung at me. Yeah,
she swung beans at you though.
She swung beans at me.
Hey, Millie.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Our flank is unsecured. Let it be known.
Okay.
I am the flank.
It's just and as I will secure it. I mean, you're still behind it. So it's theoretically as secured now as it's ever been.
Yeah, but like, what about the exits?
Plus, like,
neither exit.
Wouldn't we just kill anything that came up on us anyway?
With what?
Me.
You're not there.
Yeah, but you know who's not there either? You.
Exactly. That's the point.
Oh, man.
I think it'll be fine.
You know what? Go back.
Yeah, actually. But anyway, so we want to go up these stairs then?
Yeah.
Can I take a peek up there and crawl on the walls to
yeah. So it seems like it's
angle.
A big kind of like square where like you go up and then you turn and then you go up. Kind of like this where there's a hole in the middle that you could go up if you want.
Okay, I would probably do that on the walls and stuff.
Okay. You
slowly and cautiously.
Okay. Yeah, you come up you go up one level. You go up two levels, and you start to hear some sounds. And as you're very, very carefully creeping your way up, you see a couple of little guys.
Is this like the first, is there no doors on that first level, or is it?
No, like it's all stairs, and it's all stairs.
Okay.
And then you come to a landing, and this is what you
open
see.
Space.
So I'm below those guys, but I see them?
Yeah, you're below this. Imagine this middle square isn't here on this level. Give me 1 second to build it. We're going to need about 7,000 more of these tiles. I'm learning.
Amber's out here playing 3D chess.
I am.
That's just normal chess. Like normal chess is just in.
It's in three dimensions.
It's
it's on a two dimensional.
It's in two dimensions.
It's on a two dimensional board. But I'm just saying, isn't that just a fucking?
Millie.
What's with my nose today?
He's got boogies.
He's got boogies.
Got bats in that cave.
I hate that.
I just fucking been breed too hard this morning. I don't know.
Just a different kind of man.
Just a different kind of mathlete. You
know? As kind of plan.
I fucking suck at math.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come up to. So you're in the middle there.
Okay.
And you see his little friends just kind of hanging out there. All right. And you do see it does look
these
like it keeps
bitches,
going up.
Dude.
All
right, I'm gonna drop back down and be like, hey guys, we got some demons.
Thank God.
Coming up ahead.
I'm gonna rage.
Send in the Farge.
I'm gonna come.
Hey, do you want to send in
I
Farge?
I got demons too, dog. Farge. I ain't special.
I mean, I got like they're right there though. They're like,
how often can you go into a rage?
I think I'm up to like five rages right now.
Okay, damn. Very well.
Beth, do we want to just send Farge in, or do we want to lure him down here?
It's a bit too toy to fit us all up there.
Let's send Fargrim up there first to establish. And then we could backfill behind him.
Send in the bowling ball.
Yeah. All right. I'll
Breachers up. Yeah.
We'll get Fargrim to the front. I'll slap him on the ass and send him up the stairs.
Yep. All right. I'm going to activate my shield.
What? Okay.
Nice.
Fuck you.
Are you able to, like, misty step with your axe? Is that something you could do?
I don't know. I've never misty stepped.
Wow. I thought you could do, like, a teleporty gimmick with your axe. Or maybe it's.
I think it teleports
it?
To
oh,
you.
Oh, no. Oh, you're saying, like, does my axe have that ability?
Like, could you
no,
eat your axe
it just
up there
comes
and then
back
just boop,
to me?
Because that'd be sick as fuck.
That would be sick. but
what's
no, I cannot
doing?
Do that.
Manifests a fucking
just,
giant ass bowling
just
ball.
Just eats his axe as hard as he can and then suddenly is there.
Yes.
All right.
Again, the Doom soundtrack starts playing.
All right.
So I activated my shield. So it's going to be giving me a plus +2.
Nice.
My AC.
Nice.
I don't know how long that lasts.
And then get up in there. Probably like a minute.
Yeah.
Bro, get in that ass.
I'm just going to run up and be like.
Rage and run.
What's up, guys?
Imagine these demons. They just hear us again yelling. And then all of a sudden, they just hear heavy footsteps and what I would assume is just blood curdling screaming.
Yeah, but my axe is screaming. And I'm
just sprinting up the stairs.
Yeah,
like, Jesus.
You hear the stones cracking a little under the weight.
Yeah, because he's fucking.
Yeah. I'm gonna go up with a.
It's like someone sprinting on a treadmill.
What's your speed, Fargrim?
35.
Fast
35.
Shit.
Okay, so you go. On the bottom of the stairs, you go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. You go up one level.
How many levels are there?
They're on the second level. So you gotta go up another 35 feet.
Oh, shit, dude.
Dash, dash.
I didn't realize that. I thought we were like right there.
Nope.
Dash. All right. Okay. I'm gonna take a breather, you know, just heavy breathing.
One place there at a time.
Halfway.
All right. I'm gonna catch my breath and I'm gonna do it again.
Hands above your head. Hands above your head.
You're gonna fucking rip.
I'm gonna cramp, side cramp.
Okay. You get up.
Yeah.
To awesome. Like the entranceway into this. So, you're not quite to them yet, but you're like right. It's kind of like the tower at Pike Lake.
Yeah.
So you're on like that first level and you just gotta get up one more level.
Yeah.
When it's your turn.
Right.
Again.
Okay, so I'm not there yet.
You're not quite there yet.
Okay.
But you're close. And they hear you coming.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Everyone roll initiative.
I don't want them.
Okay. Advantage.
Nice. That's a...
This is...
12.
I'm filling it on my other dice, so...
Natural
18.
20.
17.
But I have no modifier.
What was that?
18.
Our new friends.
Yeah.
Me hoy. Me hoy.
Alright, so I'm not there yet.
None of those were D20.
Walter. You guys are real far behind now. Did anybody move with me to that second floor at all?
Or we will be. We'll be following behind yet. You.
No.
I'm just counting that as like your surprise round, I guess.
Yeah.
Covering our rear.
Okay. So, actually, this kind of works because, Kronk, you're up first. What are you doing?
Same put.
I'm readying an action.
You bitch.
I am going to ready. I will ready a level one chaos bolt.
Okay. A what?
If anyone walks down bolt? That corridor, I can see out into the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see anyone cross into the exit, I'm gonna fucking hit them with the razzle dazzle.
Okay.
And then run them down.
That one too.
And Fargrim.
Yeah.
So you ran.
I ran so far away.
It's your turn.
All right.
A readied action doesn't spend a spell slot until it's triggered.
No, it does. Spend the spell slot.
Yeah.
When you ready it, it spends it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's considered spent.
Very well.
That way, even if it doesn't go off, it's still considered spent.
Dang.
That's okay. It's a level one fucking spell.
So, yeah, I'm gonna run up the rest of the stairs.
Okay.
And I'll be like, guys, wait. I just want to talk to you guys. My Lord and Savior Grimnir.
I guess you're at the top of the stairs, like hands on your knees, like
yeah.
Ah!
I was like, guys, wait.
So yeah, Fargrim, you get up in there. See a little pink guy, a little blue guy, and a
yeah.
Dude, just beat all the ass.
And then after my spiel, I'm just gonna hit the closest thing that I come up towards.
Beat their entire ass.
Which looks like all from this angle.
A single bite.
The pink boy. Yes. All right, so I'm gonna. Roll to hit.
Just gonna put a little marker here. This is the square you guys come to when you come up the stairs.
At 12.
At 12?
What the fuck, dude?
I know. I rolled a 2.
Embarrassing.
Dude, be bad.
12 is not
tired,
gonna hit,
bro.
Unfortunately.
It's a fucking, I'm gassed, bro.
Get in there.
Alright, here we go. 28.
28 will hit.
Alright, 28 will. Okay, awesome. You'd love to see it.
You really do.
Twenty-six damage.
Okay. Let me double check, but I think it might be dead. Nope, it's not dead.
Oh shit.
Right. Damn.
It's not looking great though. It's very angry about this.
Oh, very good. All right. Yeah, I think that'll be me right now.
Okay.
I am not gonna.
After Fargrim, Ack, it is your turn. I believe you went down to the first level with everyone.
Yeah. Okay. I went and warned everybody. Give them a heads up. How much movement would it take for me to go up the center like I had before?
20 feet.
All right. I'm going to pop up from the center.
Probably 25 because it's 20 to get to like 5 to get over the lip.
That's fine. Okay. I'm going to Naruto style run up the wall.
Cool.
And I will pop out in between...
Okay.
We'll come over here.
Okay.
And then I am going to look at Farge in the corner and be like, "Ooh, that's rough for you guys." And then I'm going to take out my dagger of Gaunt's Retribution, made out of his ulna, and I'm going to stab the Zangor in the Zangussie. Right.
Okay.
Twice.
Nice. That's a lot of Zangussi.
It's a 29 to hit for the first one.
That'll hit.
And a 22 to hit for the second one.
That will also hit.
It's a lot of stabby wabbies.
So it is this and this. So that's 8 points of piercing and 6 points of radiant for the first one.
Okay.
And the second one is 11 points of piercing and 4 points of radiant.
Okay.
And then I'm going to drop back down the hole.
Falling down the hole.
Yep.
Are you doing anything to stop your fall?
Yes. I'm going to reaction slow fall and prevent any damage.
Fucking athlete.
Cool. Land in the superhero pose.
Nice.
Naturally.
So Ak is just...
Nope, not
on the ground in the middle there. Nice.
I just watch you just run up. Pop, 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 pop. And then just...
And I'm done.
All
right,
bud.
Nice. Okay.
Cool.
After Ak...
I'm squishy and hurt from that last fight, so...
After Ak...
I'm just still goated, so that's fine.
Is this blue guy who's going to run up to Fargrim.
Little blue bitch. Little blue pussy boy.
You don't know what it can do yet.
Damn. I just... What?
You might be talking. Fargrim's fine.
Usually the blue is a little tougher than the pink.
We'll be fine.
From what I recall.
I'm pretty sure in our last fight we were stomping those guys in like... Pretty easily. The Zangor was a problem. But,
it's gonna try to hit you with his little colorful hand there. Okay,
seems
that's
rude.
That's a 9.
Negative.
That's a 14.
Nope.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yep. I'm missing my dice tower. Okay. So that's the little blue guy. And then, Gregor, it's your turn.
Well, I have 30 feet of movement speed. I'm going to take the dash action and just run up the stairs as far as I can.
Okay. You would be just shy. Okay. So you'd be... This is...
Yeah, that's me.
So you got...
One more step of stairs.
Yeah.
One more step of stairs, and then you can get to Fargrim.
Okay, that's 5 feet worth of stairs.
That's
5 feet, 10 feet to get into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's really all I'm going to be able to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. After Gregor is the pink one, who's also going to swing on good old Farge.
I doubt it.
All right.
Fucking doubt it, dude.
Okay, so.
I wish I would.
What's up?
Attack number one. Ooh, that's a 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay, that is 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, so that's 4 points then?
3.
3?
We round down here. Okay. And then attack number 2. It's not going to hit. It's an 8. That's not going
to
hit.
Okay, so I took 3 damage, so I'm going to use my reaction then to hit it again.
Okay, cool.
That's going to be a 27.
That will hit.
Cool. And then Pink missed it here.
Hopefully.
I will. -25 damage.
Okay. It's not quite dead yet.
Oh, man. I thought 25 was going to do it.
Not quite. Close, but not quite.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so that was that one. And all of you guys have gone, so then it is the Zangor's turn. And,
you know, he's got 2 axes, but he's no 2-axe.
He's no 2-axe.
He's no old 2-axe.
He tries. He wants to be. This is he's like 2-axe's
wannabe. Yeah, wannabe.
But can't quite do it. So this guy is going to come at you with a, actually no, he can't reach you from there, so.
Bitch.
He's going to hurl flame at you.
Oh, I think I can, does anyone have a PHP? I should have brought mine.
I'm looking at, I have it on my phone.
Yeah, I just have the digital ones.
What do you need?
Dwarves, when they see, like, something coming, I think they could have advantage on their like dex save. I'm pretty sure, but I can't remember what like that's called.
I don't think it's gonna hit you anyway because that is a 14 to hit.
No,
or 15 to hit.
No.
Okay. So yeah, that's what he does.
All right.
Oh no, it can do it 3 times.
Oh. Okay.
So first one missed. Cocked eye.
Let me try to look that up then.
That is a 24 to hit.
That one will hit.
And a 11 to hit.
That will not hit.
You don't get a like save on this one, so it's not like you would have advantage on like, a deck save.
So there's no save.
Because yeah, he has to roll to hit you. You don't have to roll to evade. Gotcha. So that is going to be 14 points of fire damage.
That'll hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. And anything that, well, I mean, nothing around here. You're in a stone staircase, so nothing's flammable. But, yeah, that was, there was some fire there.
Okay.
And we're going to start again with Kronk. Kronk, you have wasted a spell slot. What do you want to do this turn?
Well, shit.
You also didn't tell me what you readied it for, so...
Well, I did, in case anyone walked down that intersection to the exits.
He's very concerned about...
I'm holding an angle.
Or behind.
I'm holding the angle.
He's watching our six.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm holding the flank.
Okay.
I'm just going to shout out behind me over my shoulder. Everything going all right up there, guys? And I will pass my turn.
I see... I know exactly what's happening. Like, you don't want to fight.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah,
Zine stuff.
He's not going to fight Zine stuff, so he's going to hang back.
That wasn't what I was doing, but that does
that's
work.
That's what it fucking
really
feels
great.
Like. You know?
Nah, I'm just holding our diabolical angle. I mean,
that
I
way
gotta cover the flank.
He can go back to daddy
to
later.
This has never been a concern.
And be like, well, I didn't do anything.
Fargrim, it is your turn.
Farge.
You justify it how you need to, but I'm holding our flank.
Yeah, sure.
All right, that's a 28 to hit.
20. Which one are you hitting?
Oh, I'm still fighting Pink Boy.
Pink. Okay, yeah. 28 to hit. Let's go.
These ain't my demons. Mm. Welcome.
All right, so it's...
So you're afraid? 19.
No, I'm indifferent.
Another 25.
Except
it
when it comes to our flank.
It is dead.
Yeah, finally, dude.
Take the flank really seriously.
I take our flank.
And then I'm going to use my movement, and I'm going to go to that guy because he looks...
Okay.
He looks more demony.
Demon.
With his goat shit.
The Zangor. With his Zangosi.
Beat his ass, dude. Beat his entire ass.
Is there an opportunity attack right there?
There would be an opportunity attack there, yes.
All right. Are you gonna take it.
Stay honest, dog.
Take it.
I'm gonna use my never mind, I can't. I don't have a shield anymore.
Damn.
I was gonna use a reaction, but I two weapon fight now.
Yeah, you're two weapon fighting. Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
I'm very unbothered by this blue thing.
That is 12 to hit you?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Carry on to the Zangor.
All right, cool. there's a 24 hit.
A 24 will hit.
All right. Very good. That's a lower
roll. My apple crumble is by far the most crumbled.
It's 21 damage.
Okay.
Catch me in the coctagon, bro.
And then that's end of my turn.
Okay. After Fargrim is Ak.
All right. I'm going to run back up the wall and pop up right here this time.
By the blue boy.
And I'm going to stab the little blue boy twice in the Zangosi.
This is not a Zangor.
I know, but I'm going to stab it in it anyway.
Okay.
Where it would be.
I'm going to cut him one.
I hate that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a 24 for the first one.
That'll hit.
And a 22 for the second one.
That will also hit.
Where is it? Where's my D8?
You know where it is.
I do. It's right here. Mm-hmm. That's not the right dice, though. So I need to roll this one. That's better. Okay, so that's... 10 points of piercing and 2 points of radiant for the first one. Roll this one this time. And then the second one is 15 points of piercing and 2 points of radiant.
Okay.
And then I'm going to punch it in the face if he's not dead for my bonus action because I forgot to do that last time.
Nice.
Let me double check. I don't think he's dead yet.
Damn it. Then I'm going to flurry of blows him and punch him twice.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Okay, then I'm going to punch him twice.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a key point to do that. Let me mark that down.
There you go. Bro, mark it.
I did.
Keys points.
21 to hit for the first one and 24 to hit for the second one.
Nice. Those will both hit.
Good rolls, good rolls.
This is a 4 or a 10. So this is 6 points for the first one and 11 points for the second one.
Still not dead.
God damn it.
Bitch ass.
Well, I'm going to drop back down the
blue
hole.
Blue blob.
Okay.
Medium blue blob.
Drop down the hole.
I do not provoke opportunity attacks.
And you do once again use your reaction for
yeah.
Call? Okay. Just checking, seeing who has what. So that was Ack. After Ack is the blue guy who is going to use his turn
to chase Ack.
To shit himself?
No, he is going to polymorph into what appears to be Fargrim, your wife.
Oh!
Oh, man. That's rough.
That's not fucking cool, dude.
That's some shit, dude.
That's a real one.
Well, good thing I'm locked in combat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, luckily you're not looking in this direction at all, so you didn't see, no one else saw this.
You're about to watch me murder your wife.
How would it even know?
Oh, man.
How does it know what my wife looks like?
It is able to read thoughts.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Mine. I'm not even in there.
That's see, the joke's on it, though, because I got no thoughts.
Big head, no thoughts.
Yeah. Big head,
say,
zero
you can read
thoughts.
By thoughts all you want, but there's nothing going on in there.
I've got negative thoughts, dude.
Thinking about meat and eucalyptus.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about
dogs.
Gary and Kazook.
No. Unfortunately, Gary is too big. It could not have turned into Gary.
Holy fuck!
I was like, oh, Gary, what are you doing up here?
Gary, when did you get here?
Oh, Gary. Okay.
So that is now Fargrim's wife.
That's not cool, man.
Did I see this? Can I see this or not
nope.
yet? Because I'm on the landing.
You're not in the room. You still have to go up like a few more stairs okay. and then turn a corner.
Just wanted
to
make sure.
Yeah.
That...
Nope, you have no idea.
You're like halfway up that staircase.
So then... After Fargrim's wife, it is Gregor's turn.
All right, so I'm going to use the rest of my move to get into the room.
Okay, so...
I see Fargrim's wife.
You see a dwarf woman that looks kind of... I don't know if Fargrim's ever described his wife to you.
No.
Damn, my, you thick. No, but, all right, so I'm going to see this woman.
Yep.
I'm going to be like, random citizen. Like, I got it. I was like, we need to get you out of here. Ack, be ready. And I'm gonna grab her and I'm gonna throw her down so Ack can catch her.
There's no shot.
I can't catch her.
Oh, you got
I
some,
have a minus two to strength.
You got some like strength
no,
shit, yeah?
No, I'm minus two to strength.
You'll be alright, dog.
Run it.
Fargrim from behind you as Gregor, give me a grapple check.
Was
I guess
the strength or
Yeah, strength.
This is gonna land on me.
Oh, that's a 9.
And you need to catch that.
And I don't have a reaction.
She evades.
I'm just gonna get crushed.
I'm just gonna get
Well, it didn't work.
With a 19. And just kind of screams up, Fargrim, what's happening? Fargrim, from behind you, you hear your wife scream this as you see Gregor trying to grab her.
And
like just like out of like the corner of your eye as you hear the scream that like you haven't heard
control.
Your wife's voice yeah. outside of your dreams in
trying
a while.
Hip toss her yeah. down the hole.
I'm just kind of in shock because like my wife's dead. So like what the fuck is this thing? I'm like, Gregor, that looks like my wife. What the f-
My wife.
What the f-
She thick as shit, dog. Nah, I don't say that. I'd be like, oh my god. Why? Like, why? More, honestly, it'd be like, what's she doing here?
You are very convinced that this is your wife, though.
Oh, okay. I'm very
like, you're very convinced. Like, this is, you don't know how it's possible,
but like,
that's your
I
wife.
I thought she, like, came back to life.
Or something. Like, somehow yeah. your wife is, maybe it's...
Okay.
You don't, maybe Grimnir sent her to tell you something. You don't know, but that is your wife.
Okay.
I got a plan.
Like, Gregor, protect her.
I got a plan.
Let me kill this thing, and then we got to get her out of here.
I got a plan.
Yeah. Well, is Fargrim going to like the plan?
He knows me, dog.
I don't, what's your, like, are you going to say the plan?
Hey, you got 6
do we
seconds.
Have time to talk right
no.
now?
No.
No. No. I'm just, that's like, why I'm saying, like, I got a plan. Like, it's good, dog.
Okay.
Don't fucking harm her.
No. I won't.
Dead.
Oh.
If she gets hurt, it's not it's Ack's fault.
Can I hear this?
Yeah.
Just echoing?
Yeah.
What the fuck is
that? Hold on. Okay.
No, you're busy.
I'm gonna disengage.
It's not your turn.
It's not your turn. On your turn, you can. But it's not currently your turn.
Wait.
Hold on, Zangor. Okay. Why don't you just back the fuck up for a second?
It is the Zangor's turn. He's going to turn to you, Fargrim, now that he can attack you up close and personal. That is a 24 to hit.
Yep.
That is 15 points piercing damage.
So that is, what, 7?
Yeah. It's going to do it again.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Oh, my math got erased.
Oh, no.
And are you not writing stuff down?
Can you go back into your history? Because you took 3 and then 14. Okay. I believe is all you've taken.
Okay, I know my start, so I can just subtract.
Yeah.
Okay, minus 7. Okay.
I know, I'm gonna
write that
too.
Down just in case it gets erased again. Fair. All right.
I don't recognize it.
I can't. It's too quiet. I can't hear it. Yeah.
It's gonna hit you again with a 21. Hit?
That'll hit.
Okay. That is another 7 points piercing damage with the halved. We'll just call it 7.
Halved is 7.
Yeah. Okay. And then it's going to try
one
more
rock.
Attack.
Okay.
It's going to try to bash you with its horns. That is a 25.
To hit? Yeah.
Okay. So that is 10 points piercing damage, and I'm going to need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Total?
Yeah, 10 piercing, so that'd be 5.
Okay.
I'm going to need that con save.
Yep. So let me just write that down, keep track of my stuff here. And then a con save. Oh, fuck. That's a 12.
You feel as it hits you, there's some kind of like infernal wound inside of you. Like normally, like you feel like your blood clots pretty quickly when you're in a rage. Something's wrong. You don't know exactly what, but something's wrong.
Okay. So I'm just like, I'm doubling over, like something's burning.
So like it didn't drop you yet, but yeah. You think this is bad.
It burns when you pee now.
Ah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, dog.
Level 3 chlamydia.
You have a level 9th level. Yeah,
9th level clap.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And power with cracks. That, Kronk, it is your turn again.
Everything good, guys?
The sound good, dude?
See, act running up, jumping back down, running up.
Go ahead. Give a shout back. The fuck is going on up there?
Don't you come and fucking find out?
Ag's wife is here.
What?
And then I shall pass my turn. Brother, I'm holding this flank.
Ag just looks over at him like, what is going on?
Unless someone calls for help, it's handled.
Okay. Well, after Kronk, Fargrim, it is your turn, but as your turn happens, you take 10 points of damage.
Oh, that's not good.
From this Jesus. Weird wound in you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is starting to hurt.
Nah, you got it.
No, I got it.
Light work.
All right.
And your wife is behind you, and Gregor says he has a plan to get her out safely. But you know most of Gregor's plans involve throwing people out windows.
Fucking go.
Yeah. Go. I'm going to say, okay.
You know who's not holding our flank right now? That guy.
Okay, so can I attack him and then disengage?
You
and still have my like movement?
You
like, disengage is an action.
Disengage is an action?
So you couldn't attack.
You could attack and then leave, but you would take opportunity attacks.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna attack him real quick.
Cool.
And then. Okay. So 23.
23 will hit.
26 damage.
Okay.
Okay, and then a 21.
21 will hit.
Oh, big rolls.
Got even flow.
Me too, yeah.
Even flow.
Steven.
That's 30 damage.
Okay. It's not dead.
Okay. I'm gonna disengage and then go over to where she is and then
Are you gonna try to like elbow past Gregor and move him out of the way? Because he is, so either you have to go like,
yeah, I'm gonna say like Gregor, like,
yeah,
go
swap
over there.
Yeah,
swap.
Yeah,
swap.
We'll swap.
Okay, so you can like
is he gonna attack me? Is he gonna do the opportunity attack?
He is gonna do an opportunity attack with his horns.
Are you gonna need heal?
Yes.
That is a 28 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay. That is another 18 points piercing damage.
Ooh. So that's 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
okay. Yeah, okay, so I'll take the opportunity and then, I'm gonna tell Gregor to swap.
Yeah, you can kind of, like, bump Gregor down the stairs and take his place.
Yeah, I guess my plan is, like, to just shoulder her and then try to, like, get her downstairs. But I can't do that right now because I think it's an action to, like, prop her up on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try to, like, pick somebody up.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Cool. Okay. After Fargrim, wife is just gonna sit there, just like shaking, just like, Fargrim, what's going on?
We're gonna get you out of here.
Hate to be that guy. Is she frightened? Because you cannot be frightened in my presence.
It's more, she's like concerned and out
she's
of her element.
She's also lying.
Yeah, I know.
You.
That's why I was saying, I would clock that as.
You should totally make a roll to see if you clock that.
Would that be an action?
Be like an insight roll?
Would that count as my action?
Technically, it should.
If so, then I probably would.
I would say, what's your passive insight? So, like, what's your regular insight bonus?
Super high, I'm sure.
I'm the most insightful dude here. I mean, I have a +5 to insight.
Okay. Just from doing like a really quick like once over, you don't know how. But this does seem to be Fargrim's wife. Like, this is very convincing that this is Fargrim's wife. Like,
why is she frightened, though? Because, like, my aura.
She might not be frightened. She's
just scared. I mean,
and she doesn't know you. Like, you're a giant man with a wolf over his head. Like,
there's a weird goat thing.
Your companions are not able to be frightened near you because of your presence. But this woman has never met you before in her life.
Maybe I'm going to just take this the wrong way and feel like I'm just... Am I losing it?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Am I having an off day?
Like gusto?
I mean, you might be. Or, again, you know that you would protect Fargrim's wife. Fargrim's wife does not know.
You did just try and pitch her down a stairwell.
Yeah.
For her safety.
You consider Fargrim's wife an ally. Fargrim's wife does not necessarily consider you an ally.
That's fucked. But okay.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, makes sense. Mm-hmm.
What's your plan?
I'm eating her down that fucking. I was kidding. No, we hot swap. So my turn. Like,
yep. It is now Gregor's turn. Gregor Fargrim is blocking you on the stairs.
Am I able to?
Did I get skipped?
Or? Oh shoot! I did skip Ack. I'm sorry, Ack.
Get your ass.
Ack, it is your turn.
All right. I'm gonna
go back to Gregor.
I'm gonna run up the wall again.
Okay.
When I get back up there and I see in the spot of the demon that I had just previously stabbed is now standing a dwarven woman.
It's not the exact same spot. She's moved a little bit.
She's listed,
I mean,
to
like,
the left.
Fargrim is like bending down like with his hand on this person.
There was a demon there when I was there 6 seconds ago. And now there's a dwarven woman. Can I not put that together?
It's a very convincing dwarven woman. Like, on a scale of 1 to 30, you're looking at, like, a 25 level of convincingness right now.
Can I... Because I also... I mean, I do... Demon hunting is kind of my thing now.
Yeah.
Can I roll to demon hunt and to tell if that is...
You could roll insight. I don't think you have any abilities that let you detect, like,
no,
good
I
and
don't.
Evil.
I was looking at that, hopefully, but...
Just a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually maintain concentration to retain a ready to action. So I'm still dialed the fuck in with that chaos bolt. Ready to go. I dare someone to walk around that fucking corner. They'll take maybe like a D8 damage.
That's going to really fuck their
turn. I'm going to let them know I see what they're doing.
That's Fargrim's wife.
And when my turn comes around, I won't stand for it.
So instead, I rolled a 7, so that's Fargrim's wife.
That is Fargrim's wife.
I'm instead going to run over, and I'm going to use my bonus action to punch the Zangor in the face.
Okay.
Very confused as to why Fargrim's... I mean, it's a dwarven woman, at least. I don't know if it's Fargrim's wife, but it's a dwarven woman.
You can hear... Like, it's like an open staircase. You can hear that, like... And well, Gregor yelled down...
Someone said Fargrim's wife is here, so...
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess Fargrim's wife is here.
You'll love to see.
But the Zangor got a 19 to punch in the face. So how's that?
Yeah, you punch that Zangor in the face.
Hell yeah. And it gets 10 points of damage before I fall back down that hole.
Okay. Are you once again...
I'm using my reaction, okay. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Okay. So now, Gregor, it is your turn. Fargrim is standing in the stairs, hand on
his
wife's shoulder.
How did I do
able
that?
To, oh, sneak past.
Can I like take one step back too for my movement?
Yes.
So I'm not just in the hole.
Yeah, you can step back onto.
Yeah. Just in
you
case.
Don't get, yeah. Yoke down on you.
No. I don't want a dwarf.
I'm gonna throw that Zangor down there now.
Do that. Sure, I'm fine with that.
Hella. Now I'm gonna beat his ass. All right. So, we swap places. I'm going to let Fargrim deal with that situation, even though I feel like I am more than equipped to handle it. And then I'm going to be hitting the Zangor twice with my hammer and then once with the Sunblade. Because I get two attacks with the hammer and then I can hit with the Sunblade as a bonus action, correct? I don't get two Sunblade attacks, correct?
No, you get your whatever normal amount of attacks you have, you can divvy up between your hammer and the Sunblade.
Just because like, with two weapon fighting, it's like I get two attacks per attack action, and then as a bonus action, can hit with my offhand.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it'll be two hammers, one Sunblade. So I'll do the hammers first.
Okay.
So 22 and a 20. One.
Those will both hit.
Nice, dude. And then I'm gonna roll my damage here. Just need some dice. Sorry, guys.
I'm having a great time.
I'm still fucking dialed with that.
Yeah.
No comment.
Still holding right. The door.
So it's going to be 14 bludgeoning.
Okay.
Plus another 13 radiant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
And then now I will hit him with the Sunblade.
Okay.
17.
Not going to hit.
Fuck! My back's still a little tight.
Oh, you got him with the razzle, but you miss on the dazzled?
I'm not fully loose. I'm a little...
That's right.
My back's a little tight still. I didn't warm up all the way. My hips are fatigued from running up the stairs and heavy plate.
Your knee is struggling.
Yeah. But that's going to be it for my turn.
That's it for you? Okay. Next is the Zangor. So it's going to look at you, Gregor. It's going to be...
Get it, pussy.
Just...
What's up?
So angry.
Do something.
So, attack number one. That is a 17. How about a 26?
Fuck.
Okay, that's going to deal 15 points piercing damage.
Okay.
And its last attack with its horns, it's a crit fail.
Nice.
It trips and falls prone.
Nice. You said 15?
15.
Quiet work, bro.
Easy clap.
Okay.
We win these.
Every time.
Kronk, it is your turn.
Holding that angle.
I'm hardest. I'm going to assume they've got whatever situation figured out.
Yeah.
Because there's been less shouting and confusion now, and there's just the standard sounds of combat.
Mm-hmm.
No one has called for me. I will continue to maintain concentration.
Okay.
And I shall pass my turn.
Fargrim, it is your turn.
Okay. So I'm gonna look at her and be like, how did you get here? Are the kids here? Like, what's going on? Like, and then I'm just gonna like, does she respond?
I mean, she technically can't because it's not her
okay.
turn.
So I'm gonna be a little frantic, and then I'm gonna get you out of here, and I'm gonna strength check to try and throw her over my shoulder.
Okay, yeah.
Jeez, embarrassing. 11.
11. She's not fighting you, and like, she's a large dwarf woman, but like, you're Fargrim. Like, you got this.
Oh yeah,
it's your wife. Like,
big Farge.
Yeah.
Big Farge.
Yeah, you scoop her up on your shoulder.
Yeah, I'm gonna go down the stairs.
Okay.
Or
you get down to the first landing.
Work my way down the stairs. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm on the first landing. Dylan, you wanna? Can you? Take both of them to the first landing down there by where Ak is.
Yeah, so they would be like right
gotcha,
here.
Like here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Both Hades.
Yep.
Does she feel weird? She feel normal?
Maybe a little later, but she also seems like she's kind of gaunter, and it's okay. Also been years since you've seen her, so maybe she lost some weight.
This feels weird.
Gaunt mention.
I have anxiety.
you should. So after Fargrim, Ak, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to run back up.
Cool.
And I am going to take my dagger of Gaunt's retribution, and I'm going to run up and stab it down on the Zangor that's prone.
Oh, also, Fargrim, I apologize. On the start of your turn, you took 20 hit points from that wound.
20?
20.
Jesus.
Damn.
I also have advantage because Gregor's right here.
What health are you at, Ryan?
62.
Nah, you fine.
It's a nat 20 for the first one.
That'll hit.
Seems like it's going up by 10 like every time.
And then a 28 for the second one.
That will also hit.
All right.
Who's ass you being?
The Zangor.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Hey, you want to pop?
I haven't stabbed Fargrim's wife yet.
It should, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one doubles because it's a nat 20.
Okay.
Big crit, big crits. big juicy crits.
Four and one.
Eight. Zangor seeing that one being hauled off like, oh, you bitch.
Oh, you bitch.
17 piercing and 9 radiant damage.
Feel the burn, bro.
Is he still up?
Still up.
All right, then I'm going to use another key point to flurry of blows to soccer kick him in the head twice.
Okay.
That's a 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
And a 27 to hit.
That'll also hit.
All right, that's just this. Oh, I didn't roll the second damage. That was just the crit. I forgot to roll damage for the second actual stab.
It's crazy, bro. It's too crazy.
But that's 15 points for this first soccer kick and 11 points for the second soccer kick.
How would you like to kill it?
Nice, dude.
So it's on the ground. I ran up. Naruto ran up off the wall, came down, stabbed it in the chest, saw that it wasn't dying, and then just walked over and just fucking stomped its head in until it dies.
Nice.
That's pretty gangster.
And then I'm going to look up. I'm assuming their blood is also bioluminescent in this.
It is. And so it's pretty dark in here.
I'm assuming that we are just covered in glowing blood. And I'm just going to
Every
look
time
up
you stomped it, some splashed on Gregor.
Yeah. I'm assuming some on me too, but I'm just going to look up at Gregor.
Your whole leg is splattered.
Yeah. I'm going to look up at Gregor and be like, so what's up with Fargrim's wife?
I have no idea. I got up the stairs, turned the corner, she was just here.
What's she doing? This seems like a really weird place for her to be.
Yeah, it's totally crazy that she ended
up. It's not suspicious at all.
No.
Suspicious, but like you looked at her and like...
it seems pretty... I'm pretty convinced, to be honest. I was suspicious, but no longer.
Anything else, Ack?
No, that'll be my turn.
Okay. It is Fargrim's wife turn. Fargrim, your wife is just kind of on your back, and then you feel in your spine.
In your spine?
Oh, 12 is not going to hit.
No.
You feel like a weird like poking. You're like, is she giving me a back row? Like, what? That was not the time.
Do we notice that she just tried to stab him?
Nope. They're down the stairs.
Must have just been something like a belt buckle or something.
That's a 23. Your wife stabs you in the spine.
In the spine.
And that is 17 points.
Am I doing here getting spinal tap?
Piercing damage.
So that's half.
It like just misses your spine, but you're like in the back. You just.
So have this. What are we doing? 8?
Yeah.
I'm hurting, guys.
Do we hear that?
A sound?
Do I feel it?
That hurt.
Yeah, I'm be like, what? And then I'm just going to like set her down for a second and then go around to the back. Like, is it still in my spine?
There, like, your hand, like, you reach back and you're like, there's a hole in your back.
Bloodied hand?
And then you come and there's blood all over
here. What are you doing? Like, what's... What?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. What?
I was gonna say, give me that. Like, I was gonna take the knife from her. Does the knife like? Is it just a regular knife? Is it?
Yeah, it's just like a little. She had like a little knife, and like.
That's crazy. That Zangor must have got you while you weren't looking, and she just pulled the knife out for you. I mean, doing you a favor, really.
I'm just gonna toss the knife. Like, I don't know why you have a knife, but let's keep. Don't
fucking
hands to yourself. Okay,
stop it.
Like, what are you? Like, I don't. Okay. Listen, I don't know how you got here, or why you're here. Are the kids either. Here?
I don't think so. I don't know how I'm here. And she like puts her hand on your face. Like it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you too.
There's like a little bit of your own blood left on your cheek as your hand leaves.
I hate this. I miss you so much. Okay. I'm just gonna. I'm kind of crying right now, but I'm gonna pick her up again. But like,
little buddy.
Like a normal, not over the shoulder,
princess
but like,
style.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a big old squeeze.
Yeah.
She's like a foot and a half off the ground.
Okay. That is dead. So
I'm gonna work my way down the
Gregor,
stairs.
Gregor, it's your turn. There's a dead Zangor in front of you.
And Fargrim and this demon lived happily ever after.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna.
The demon's like, this isn't too bad. Actually,
does the tower keep going up?
Yep, it keeps going up.
I'm gonna look at Ag. Be like, do we go up? Do we go down?
I mean, we have Fargrim's wife here, so like maybe we get her out of here. We're not too far from the entrance.
I guess. It's just a lot of backtracking.
It is, but it's not like it's not that far.
All right, even though there's
like two rooms in.
There's bioluminescence and
I'm down by like Kronk now.
Ichor everywhere. I'm going to put Mayo on this like the wall of this landing that we're on and be like, all right, we were here.
Fellas, I've got that flank secure. Y'all can keep pushing.
Fargrim, about when you start getting up to Kronk, you take another 20 hit points.
What the fuck?
I'm going to double over a little bit. Just I'm going to put her down.
Do we hear you yell out? Do we hear Fulgrim cry out?
I mean, with 20 hit points, I would imagine you make some sound.
I think I would hear Fargrim cry out and be like, we got to get down.
Yeah, we got to.
So,
me and Ak are going to start booking it down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Are we still in?
Yeah, I'm going to double over a little bit. Just grab my gut.
We're not in like turn mode.
Yeah, are we still in initiative or are we?
I'm keeping you guys in initiative because.
Because that's an actual demon?
Because the thing that's impacting Fargrim every turn happens. So it's a little easier for me to keep track of it during initiative. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'll spend my turn.
I guess like we'll do turns, but you guys can like the order doesn't matter as much.
I'm gonna take the I'll use the dash action. I hear Fargrim cry out. I will start sprinting down the stairs.
I would too.
What am I seeing?
You are seeing Fargrim, who has some kind of like stomach wound, with a dwarf woman that from the shouting earlier is his wife. Question mark?
Okay, but like I 100% am aware of the fact that Fargrim's wife is mega dead.
Well, I mean, we're all aware
so,
of that.
So, yeah, we all are.
You ain't
yeah.
So, like, what's the deal here?
It's Fargrim's wife.
Yeah, bro, we went through this already.
So, there's nothing being like, I'm not charmed or anything.
No, this is Fargrim's wife.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm just gonna be like,
okay, you are currently
holding that angle.
Yeah, you are currently blocking the door.
So Fargrim, that's your wife.
Yes, she's right here. She's right in front of you.
There's like a tentative little wave from Fargrim's wife.
You sure about that, bud?
I just touch her and be like, yep, she's right here, and I'm just like patting her like.
Fargrim
cops a feel.
After like 5 seconds of you patting, she's like, oh, Fargrim, like, not in front of the humans. And then also, you do take another 20 points.
Yeah, I'm gonna double over. I'm like on a knee now.
Does Krunk see her stab him or something?
No,
or?
The wound in wound Fargrim's stomach like gushes blood out. No, she doesn't stab Fargrim. He has some kind of wound that has some kind of issue with it that approximately every 6 seconds seems to deal about 20 points of damage.
Did the Zangor give him this wound, or did
The Zangor.
Okay.
Did.
So that didn't go away when he died. So
no.
As I'm hauling ass down these stairs, I am going to trigger my spidey senses.
Okay.
I'm going to get the divine senses cooking.
There's a demon downstairs. There's a lot of demons around you guys, like this whole place.
I just fucking.
But yeah, downstairs there's a demon.
Specifically,
downstairs.
One like, right downstairs. Saying,
like, when I get to the base of these stairs, would I be able to clock that Fargrim is holding a demon? Okay. I'll wait for my turn.
Yeah.
Gregor
comes running down the stairs and seeing you like taking a knee. With like this wound coming out of you, she's just gonna very gently
just gushing blood.
Put her hand on your shoulder. Why did you do it, Fargrim? Why did you kill us? And she's gonna try to stab you again.
Yup.
Oh fuck.
Yup.
That's a crit fail. The knife.
To put hands on this woman.
Doesn't work. And then the second one is a. That's a 18.
No.
No. Okay. But yeah, she's just like, why did you kill us? And then she like raises a little knife and like stabs into your shoulder. But like your shoulders are so thick that it's just like it
well,
does nothing.
I'm crying. Looking right at her and I'm assuming she's a lot slower than me. So I'm just gonna like block it with my hand. And I'm like, I didn't mean to.
I got this.
I'm sorry.
It's already hurt, so.
Yep. Okay. Gregor?
All right, I round the corner.
You round the corner?
In my spidey sense, she's
I'm
literally...
I'm bawling my
it's,
eyes out.
It's like Assassin's Creed or like Hitman where you can see everybody, but you see the target glowing red.
Yes.
And you see hand with a knife, Fargrim's hand.
Check it
Fargrim's
out.
Crying.
Mm-hmm.
And bleeding.
I'm going to adopt the tactics of battle brother Andrew Tate. I'm going to fuck it. I'm just going to run and I'm going to... Bap.
Nothing you just said was in the Bible.
Bap this woman.
None of the words.
I'm going to bap this foul harlot with my hammer.
I'm going to try to... Can I use a reaction to, like, stop him? Like, can I,
Do you have a reaction that... lets you do such
you
a thing?
You ain't got that charisma.
Or, like, move her? Like, I got my hands
you could,
on her.
You could try to, like, pull her out of the way and
you're
take a hit instead.
Pal. Yeah.
You're not that guy.
I'm going to try to do that.
Okay. Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay. Fuck.
You got a sucking chest wound.
Well, that's why I got a 6.
You, like, kind of move her out of the way and, like, try to, like, move up, but, like, you're just gushing so much blood.
Slip, and I'm like, Gregor, what are you doing?
Slip on your own blood.
Gregor, stop! And then I fail to move her. Whoosh. Yeah.
Yep. Foul demon!
And Gregor, no.
Fuck me soft, bro. So one of them...
Embarrassing.
One of them was like a fucking 20. One of them was like a 30.
And the other one, which one do you want to have happen first?
I'd like to hit her first.
Okay.
What's the other
ideally,
one?
It's a nat one.
So your first strike comes down. How much damage does your first strike do?
The second one, Fargrim pulls him out of the way in time.
7 bludgeoning on top of an 8 radiant. So what is that, 15 total?
You kill Gregor. You kill Fargrim's wife. Woo! Fargrim, you just see this hammer come down and just hit your wife, who you've already seen die. Hell
just slow-mo Mortal Kombat finisher.
And you're just like reaching. You're like, no.
Does it turn back
into
a demon?
Almost pulled her out of the way in time. And then as it's weird. You can see, like, the second she dies again, she turns back into the blue demon from before. Also, Fargrim... it has been 6 seconds. You take another 20 points. So.
I'm down.
You're down?
I literally, the last thing I see is her getting hit.
And then turning back into a demon.
I'm bawling my eyes out, and I'm down.
Mauling your wife.
You're like, Fargrim, foul demon!
I'm happy to go down with her this time.
Yeah, I'm about to bring you back, though, dog. Don't worry about it.
We got to bring back all that trauma.
And Fargrim is... Fargrim's down.
I'm down.
He's just unconscious, though. I'm not even worried about it. If I come in after
Does anything happen with my nat one?
Your hammer goes flying. Kronk, give me an acrobatics check.
Bitch. Gregor.
Man, my hand's cramping up.
Oh, my God.
It's cramping up. I didn't.
I wish it would.
I'm doing too much plyo.
Acrobatics. It's a 3.
Yeah.
Good. You're holding my ankle.
Hammer goes flying. Kronk's too busy looking this way. You bapple right in the head.
Should I roll damage?
Yeah.
All right.
As if it was a thrown weapon. I don't know if you have stats for that.
I don't.
I'll say let's half. Whatever you roll, okay. Half.
Luckily, I didn't roll that great anyway. So that would be. It's like 14. So you take 6. Some of it's radiant, though. I don't know if that hurts you more because you're fucking corrupted.
You a bitch.
I don't think radiant hits him harder.
Is that a thing?
I mean,
some demons, it does. But surprisingly, not most.
Foul demon! Foul demon!
Doesn't matter for me.
I see this as an absolute win.
I don't know. I agree to disagree.
No, this will be fine.
That's why I'm about to bring you back with 1 hit point.
We're just gonna gaslight the shit out of you to be like, that your wife was never here. What are you doing?
Delusions.
Look, that's a demon right there. Those are demon guts slowly disappearing.
Well, I'm still dead, so
you're unconscious.
I'm not hearing any of this.
Fargrim, give me a regret that you have.
Gregor killing your wife.
I don't know if that's a regret I have.
I mean, you didn't.
I kind of like start thinking about these ahead of time.
Or, if you would prefer, what is a memory that goes through Fargrim's mind?
Are you killing your wife?
That one's going to be around for a minute.
I think a memory that I hold on to is when Ak gave me that dagger.
Aww.
That was a cool dagger.
Yeah, that was a really cool moment. That meant a lot to me.
You think that's what she used to stab you?
You're a bitch.
No, it was a different knife. Fargrim did not recognize the knife.
Okay.
Um, But yeah, Fargrim, Gregor, you...
Am I there?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, as soon as I come down the stairs and see Fargrim go down, a light is going to emerge from the shadows that surround Ak, and he's going to push it towards Fargrim, and you're going to get 2 hit points back.
Fargrim's already dead.
Oh, Fargrim's dead?
Fargrim's dead.
Oh,
got it.
Oh, so I use my thing. I use my thing, and then nothing happens. Yeah, that wasn't clear that he was dead. I thought he was just unconscious.
Deceased.
Oh, he's dead. Dead.
I got slots. I got diamonds. He's coming back. We'll be all right.
All right, we'll get him.
Yeah. So Ak, work, you come Gregor. Down the turn.
Gregor,
the corner.
It didn't work. He's dead.
You see a demon. You see Fargrim with like his hand like smearing blood down the demon's body, like almost like half in front of it, like he was trying to protect it. Just dead.
Fucking
idiot. I pump my healing magic and nothing happens. Gregor, can you?
I got it.
This is what we bought all those diamonds for.
Yep. I'm just gonna mark off that I'm using one.
Okay.
Where are my
in this diamonds? Account?
There they are.
Jeez.
So I'm gonna reach into my sack, pull out a diamond.
And we're gonna find out what happens next time on Drop Dice.
Damn.
Baby bird, this dwarf dog.
Guys, I'm still holding that angle.
Not really though.
No, did you make a concentration check?
I did not make a concentration check. What was that real quick?
Oh, dude, drop the angle.
Fuck it. I'm out here like dead.
Wisdom.
I got this angle though. I got this angle, guys.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Hope you fail.
That's an 8.
That's a fail.
Good. Angle's gone, bro.
Yeah. Fuck your angle, dude.
It's Jover. We're exposed.
And then something bursts through the door.
I wish it
Damn
would.
It. All right, I don't think the spell still goes up, but it goes wide.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, huge thank you to our sponsors. We got VB Health, who... Woo. Huge extra thank you to them. They just sent us 2 care packages.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bye. Which, timely. We needed it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did. Appreciate you guys.
Also, fun fact about VB Health that I didn't know. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I was talking to our point of contact at VB Health. Shout out my boy Jay. What I didn't know is it's 100% made in the USA. Every ingredient, with a few rare exceptions, are there certain ingredients that you cannot get in. They have to be grown and shipped from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But any ingredient that could be sourced from here is it's all sourced from here, so it's
that's
like
awesome.
Super red, white, and blue. I just thought that was neat.
Yeah,
but
we stand for that.
Yeah, so dude, support the economy. Get jacked, VB Health.
Jacked.
Get some sleep.
Woo.
Jorked
up.
Get jorked
or off.
Load boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Fan roll. Get you some dice. Peace. I've talked about them before. I love my little dinosaur dice.
Gaming gubbins. Cute.
Yeah, our patrons. Thank you, patrons.
Dude, shout out to the real ones.
Throw it up.
Evan, appreciate you.
Yes.
I know you guys have been asking about shirts. You probably should have an email about it by now. I'm sorry, it's late. That is 100% my bad.
It's been a busy...
We're going to take no accountability, though.
I apologize now, and I will never do so again, and I will deny the fact that I ever apologize.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. Mm-hmm. All right, bye, buddy.
Bye.
Get you guys next
time. Bye.